FM 90.3 WJTL, that's Brandon Murphy. Look at what grace can do. Hey, good morning to you. Happy Tuesday, 7:03.
Good morning. Hey, our calendar is full of upcoming events, and you can join the team that helps them happen. So go to junctioncenterproductions.com, click on the schedule, and look for the yellow block that says Become a Volunteer to sign up.
Our very special guest today is Scott Reichenbach. Scott is the president and co-founder of Hope Walks. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
So great to have you here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Pretty impressed you didn't wear a coat today, because, I mean, it's warmer than yesterday, but you love this weather.
I do love this weather. It's a beautiful time of year.
That's awesome. Anybody you want to give a shout out to?
Yeah, just a shout out to our amazing team in York Springs as they're hopefully getting ready and on their way to work.
Tell us about Hope Walks. What do you guys do?
Yeah, Hope Walks works in 15 countries with kids with club foot. So every 3 minutes, a child is born where their feet are twisted inward and downward. And without treatment, they'll live a life of disability. It's hard to walk on the top of your feet.
And it's something here that is often diagnosed even before children are born, so they can correct it pretty quickly. But that's not the case in other parts of the world.
Yeah, here in the U.S., it's diagnosed and treated immediately after child's born. But in Africa and the developing world, they don't have that technology. And so a child is born, and when that mom sees those feet twisted inward like that, there's a lot of shame, and the community just looks at her and wonders what she did to have a child like that.
Right. So what are you guys doing to impact those who are born with club feet?
Yeah, so we work with over 170 hospitals in 15 countries, teaching and training local healthcare providers how to just put on simple casts that after 6 to 8 weeks straighten those feet, and the kids will run free from a life of disability.
That's amazing. Any great stories about how lives have been changed through your ministry?
Yeah, I was just in Kenya 2 weeks ago, and I met a mom who the first child was born with club foot, the second child was not, and the third child was.
Wow.
And this mom, we work in partnership with the local church, and so every club foot clinic has what we call a parent advisor. And these representatives of Christ and the local church are there just to love on the moms and just journey with these mothers and encourage them, support them, help bring relationships back together, because it's often seen as an issue caused by the mother and the mother's side of the family. And so it's just a beautiful picture, reconciliation within a family, giving this mom hope, introducing her to who Christ is. And living out John 9. Why was this man born blind? So that God could be glorified.
Yeah. And how can our listeners get involved? How can we pray?
Yeah, well, you can check out our website, but we're currently painting the future bright for kids with club foot. So every kid gets a foot brace, and you can paint those.
That's very cool. So how can folks get those?
Check out our website, hopewalks.org, paint hope. You can order a pack for the Thanksgiving table. As some are watching football, the others can be painting these braces. We'll track them to your email address, and you'll get a picture of the brace you painted, all completed once it gets to Africa.
I love that. Check it out online, hopewalks.org. Paint Hope is the place you want to click on. We're going to talk to Scott more about this opportunity for us to get involved on the way. Also, music coming up, Riley Clemens, and much more next.